Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tune to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Chief Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, the city where the sun shines bright, yes, and hot. Yes, it's very hot here. As so many other states and cities are extremely hot these days. So stay out of the sun. If you don't go out unless you just got to. And always duck in an air-conditioned place so that you don't have a heat stroke, okay? My God, your safety is what we're thinking about. So we pray that you will listen and do accordingly for your own safety today. Yes, yes. And we send you lots of love and hugs today. So just bear with us today, if you will. And to let you know today that we are depending on Jesus today. It's going to take Jesus and you praying for us today to make it through, okay? Now, there's a lot of people that are going through something. I mean, we call them challenges, sickness, afflictions, you know, whatever you want to call them. They're going through great tribulations in their bodies and anxieties. All kind of things are happening in the body of Christ today. And most of them are the body of Christ. And think about this here. Ain't too many of the devils be saying nothing about they sick, do you? You don't find too many of them. Ain't that the truth? You know that's the truth. And you kind of wonder what's happening that way, don't you? I know. But the devil is after you, because he wants to bring you down. So we are praying for Kelly. This is a young man that had a very bad accident. I think it was early in the year, last year, end of last year. He had a very bad accident on the job. And he just went back to work. And I think he was out in the heat. And they had to rush him back to the hospital. So we are praying for Kelly today again that God will touch him and bring him through again right now, that he be more cautious than out in this hot sun. You know, this is what we are telling everyone. Be careful today. The sun is extremely hot, okay? We are praying for you and sending you lots of love, Kelly, right now, you and your family. In the name of Jesus today, be made whole. We are sending love to also Mother Fields. And the doctor gave her only 6 months to live. But we're going to pray that God's perfect will be done in Mother Field's life today in the mighty name of Jesus right now. Because it doesn't always have to be what the doctors say. Mother Fields, in the name of Jesus right now, receive your blessing. Be made whole. In Jesus' name, and we thank God for you today. Thank you, Jesus. And we're praying for Petra. We're praying for Petra. Need healing, need some healing in her body. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we send forth the word of God to Petra right now. In Jesus' name, be made whole. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're praying for Ruth Wallace, who broke her hip. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for that hip right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you can mend that hip as though it's never been broken. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give her a miracle right now. We take nothing less than a miracle in Jesus' name. Lord, we're praying for Marilyn Plumkey right now, who have lymphosuffers. She suffered a stroke. Also, in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, we ask you to touch Marilyn right now. Touch her in the name of Jesus, God. Ain't nothing too hard for you, Lord God Almighty. Father, we ask you to touch Carl Williams also, God, who had a massive stroke also, God. And Father, they are still working on him. He's talking somewhat. Father God, we know that you can take him all the way. Heal him, Lord God. Let the swelling go down in his brain also, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, make him every whit whole in Jesus' mighty name, and we thank you for it today, God. We thank you, Lord, for touching Miriam. We thank you for touching Miriam right now, Christian, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, nothing is too hard for you, God. You've touched her before. You can touch her again. She needs you today, God, at this hour, Lord. God, we ask in Jesus' mighty name, God, to touch and deliver right now, Holy Father, in Jesus' mighty name, and we command that she be made whole at this hour, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we pray for Kenya Fret, Lord, who have some type of infections of the body, over her body, in the name of Jesus. We cancel that assignment that's there in Jesus' name, and it came from the devil. Father, in Jesus' name, make her every whit whole right now. Right now, Father God, also touch Kenya Fret also, who, Lord God, needs a touch, Father, in the name of Jesus, who have, I believe it's Crohn's disease. I'm reading it right. But we ask you to touch her also, Father, in Jesus' name, God. Oh, God, they need you right now at this hour, Father God. Oh, God, work a miracle right now for them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, touch Yvonne Christian, who fell out of bed, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you to touch her right now, God. Make a way out of nowhere for her, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we know that you can do it, God. There's nothing too hard for you, God. Oh, God, we've seen you work so many times, Father God. Oh, Lord, and we're still looking for a miracle. We're looking for more miracles right now, God, because your people are going through great trials and tribulations they're going through, Lord. So many have a cancer, Father, all types of cancer. Father, in Jesus' name, we command the healing from cancer right now. In Jesus' name, no matter where it's located in the body, we command that it dry up from the root and don't come back anymore. Leave right now, cancer. Jesus' name. All those who have cancer, God, there's so many, Lord God, that is saying that the doctors say they have cancer of some sort. You know, some got to have surgery. Some have to have chemo. All types are going on. And we want you to know that we are still praying for you, that if you know anyone that is in a bad way right now, sick, suffering, going through, give us a call at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Because God is able, God can do anything but fail. Not only way he don't do it is you don't ask him. You see, let him have the first chance right now. You know, say, I'm just going to trust you, God. I'm going to believe you, God, today. You know, say, now I don't know how much of believing I've been doing before, but today is the day that I'm going to just unstop everything, every doubt that has come up, every dark cloud that has rested over me. Today I am taking control, and I'm taking control today, right now, this hour. Yes, I'm going to believe right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Listen, whatever you say, don't forget to say in the name of Jesus today, okay? Don't forget that, because that's the key to the whole thing, that God is moving in your life, God moving in their lives also, who you need to be prayed for. You know, if they don't ask for prayer, you ask for prayer for them. Let them know that you're compassionate. You have compassion for them. You know, don't be selfish. You just want your people. You just want your people to be blessed, your relatives to be blessed, and nobody else's relatives to be blessed. Pray for other people. Pray for, especially for your pastors. Pray for them also, and your assistant pastors, co-pastors, whatever they call. You know, pray for them. In other words, pray for one another. You know, glory be to God. Our problem is we only want to be selfish and pray for just me, mine, and that's it, nobody else. You know, but pray for somebody else and somebody else pray for you. You never know who is calling on the name of the Lord just for you, interceding just for you. You hear me today? Glory be to God. Just start praying. You know, the thing is, we have a problem when it's come down to the correct words. We don't know the correct words. That's why we have an advocate. That's why we got Jesus, you know. Jesus interpreted. He speaks to God for us as we pray, because we don't always know what to pray or how to pray, you see. So we got an advocate. We got somebody standing in the gap for us as we stand in the gap for others, you see. And it goes round and around. You got the picture, didn't you? God is so good. I tell you, I just couldn't do nothing without him. I got to have him. I got to have him. You say, well, I know I'm going on. I didn't give you that little word that you're looking for. I know. All right, let me give it to you right quick, because I just feel like if somebody need be encouraged to continue to pray and to pray for others, you know, also, don't just limit it to your family. You know, there's other families in the earth that need prayer just as worse as yours. If you pray for somebody else will pray for you. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. Now let me give you a little word of what I have for you today. What a blessing to have a second chance. Dear Lord, grant me the wisdom to use this opportunity wisely, and save me from the fear that I fall into the same old traps as last time. This is a brand new day, a whole new beginning. Fantastic. Huh? Let me tell you that again. What a blessing to have a second chance. Dear Lord, grant me the wisdom to use this opportunity wisely, and save me from the fear that I'll fall into the same old traps as last time. This is a brand new day, a whole new beginning. Fantastic, isn't it? I tell you, God is good, isn't it? Oh, Lord, have mercy. You know, when you realize just how good God is to you, how God takes care of you, how God bring you through so many things, and you don't even have time to think sit down and count how many blessings God done brought you through. You see what I'm saying? We are so busy complaining and whining, being mad and angry and all kind of things like that. We're always trying to be all of that instead of just worshiping and praising God for what he's already done for you, how he's met your needs. Now, you could have been worse off than you are, but God has just stepped in. You hear what I'm saying? I mean, you may not have $1 million in the bank, and you may not have your own private jet. You know what I mean? See, we want things that's beyond our reach at this time. You see, he said there's a time and season for everything. So this is not your season to have it. So thank God for what you do have. You know that little old Ford or Volkswagen you got or whatever kind of car you got. Thank God for that. You see what I'm talking about? Thank him for that, and you never know what he will promote you to receive in a little while. You see, but you've got to do things first. Praise him for what he's already done. Praise him for what he's doing in your life right now. At least you see another day. You may not have your right mind, but at least you see it. You know, praise have a God. Hallelujah. So you just thank God for what you got. You know, thank God for the people that's around you. They may not all like you, but thank God for them anyhow, because they are the people that make you pray more. You see, the evil they are around you, you should be praying more. Do you get the picture today? I'm just trying to encourage you to do something more than you've been doing before, because God sees and he hears you. Every time you cry, every tear falls from your eye, it's been counted. It's put in a little special place, and God counts every time another tear falls from your eye. Every time you get hurt, you know, God begin to count it. You know, every time you're in pain, God do what? He's counting them tears and the little sufferings that you're going through and the agony that you experience and all the chaotic situations that are occurring in your life. God sees them, and he got note of it. He got a note on it right now. It's right on the book right now. You see, just say, make a note to Dustin, so make a note about this pain that they are going through. Make a note. See, they're getting written down, and he's going to take care of it in his due season. Do you see what I'm saying? You know I know this. I thank God for it. I thank God how he is moving. Yes, I do. You know you don't always see what he's doing, do you? I know you don't. You don't always see it, but I tell you, you can write this down in your book that he is working. God knows he's working. Hey, hallelujah, glory to God. Make me want to do a little dance here. Praise God. Now, glory to God. Now, you know today, you know, I had something completely to talk about, but then as I sit and begin to read and think, in the prayer time this morning, just a little something came in my mind, you know, and I said, you know, that's a good word for today. You know, that's a good word. Now, ask yourself, what kind of spirit are you carrying today? Can you ask yourself that? What type of spirit are you carrying today? All right, we're going to start with the Numbers, the 13th chapter. We're going to start reading right in there, different places in there. You know, this it's a very interesting bit of word, and you should take heed to it. So I will just start at the 17th verse. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, get you up this way southward, and go up unto the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not, and be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now this time, now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. Now check this out. It was not a coincidence, was it, that God sent them there and Moses told them what land to go to, the children of Israel. It was not, you think everything is, coincident. No, this was already pre-planned by Almighty God. And since Moses is the person of God that God uses, what does he do? He sends forth a team, okay? He sends forth a team, and he wants information about this place that God has laid on his heart. Do you see what I'm saying? So many times God sends you someplace, you don't know what's there, what it's providing, is it good for this, that, or the other. So here we find that he's trying to find out, he's sending some spies out to spot the land, to tell me about this place, you know. Now, before I get there, I want to know about this place. Do you see what I'm saying? And so many times we want to know everything that God tells us to do. We say we're supposed to know every detail. You ain't going to know every detail. Did you understand that, huh? It's just not feasible for you to know every detail. But he gives you the most important part. And here he says, now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. Huh? Now, isn't that strange? The first ripe grapes. And the Bible says so forth, we going on. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come to Hamath. And they ascended by the south, came unto Hebron, where Aham and Shisha and Teoman, the children of Anak, were. Now, Hebron was built 7 years before Zion in Egypt. Now, here, listen now where they got. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bare it between two upon a staff, and they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. Now here they are down in this valley of Eshcol, huh? Sometimes you have to go to a place, God sends you to a place you don't want to go. And when you go there, there is something there that he wants you to do, or something there for you to see, or to purchase, or to get before you come back. Because it's very expedient for you, you see, to be at the right place at the right time. So when he told them to go down there to the brook of Eshcol, what happened? I want you to cut down something. Now this, when they cut it down, they found out it was of a tremendous weight and size. You see what I'm saying? Now, you see that it's such a size, it's such a weight that it's going to take more than one person to carry a cluster of grapes. Now you can't even imagine that, can you? You cannot imagine a cluster of grapes you got to pick up, and it's going to be that heavy. So them had to be some pretty big grapes, right? Them was either some little teeny men, right? You got to wait for them to put it. I know. But so they got this cluster of grapes. They cut it off, and they brought it on. Okay. The place was called the Brook of Eshcol because the cluster of grapes which the children cut down from thence, because of what they cut down. Okay? Now, I need you to go to the brook today. You see what I'm saying? There is the cluster of grapes there waiting for you. Let's put those grapes in this vernacular here. The cluster of grapes of faith. There is faith in that valley of Eshcol for you today, because your faith is going to be increased today. Do you understand what I'm trying to bring you to this point where you will begin to go further than you've been? You've only scratched the surface. You say, yes, I have faith. I have all the faith in the world. We don't want your faith in the world. We want it in you. We want to see it come forth and you begin to believe. If it take you being at that brook right now, that means we are trying to get your faith to do increase to meet up with God. This is where we want this faith to come. So the place was there, and they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. Now, they done searched this land to find out what size it was, what was there, what could be used or contained there, what they needed. Was it there? Was it big, little? There's a lot of people around. And you know, people go to church to do that, too. You know, they go to see how many people you got, and, you know, do you have this, that, do you have the screen on the wall? If you don't have the screen on the wall, it's you old-fashioned, you know. And, you know, all kind of things you going around to find out instead of looking for your faith to be, what, ignited and catch fire, that you can start believing God for the things that are going on in the world, for to bring a little more peace to the world, or to bring some type of peace to your neighborhood or your home or wherever there's a disturbance. You want some peace, don't you? So you need to go down to the brook Eshcol. Eshcol, praise God. And you need to do what? Cut down a cluster of grapes. You need something to help you to retain your faith today. Do you see what I'm saying? You done been run down, and so many things is happening. Sickness is going on in your life, in your home, around you, all over. This one is sick, that one is sick, and this one is ailing, and this one is broke and complaining, this one is jail. You got all kind of things going on, but see, this is the time now for you to come out. Tell the devil right now, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out right now. You need to talk to him today and tell him just right now. Say, I am coming out. Now, devil, you don't scare me no more. Do you see what I'm saying? So here, these men are there in this place, huh? And I'm going to read on so you can get a little full gist of the story a little bit. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Pharaoh out to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sendest us. Surely it floweth with milk and honey, and thus is the fruit of it. But, listen now, nevertheless the people be strong that dwell in the land and the cities. Glory be to God. Okay, praise God, hallelujah. And we want to, we're going to leave this. We have someone on air, and we're going to let them speak in just a second. I just want you to know this. What we want today, we need today, is some Calebs rising up. We need some Calebs rising up today, okay? Because you need to know, no matter how big the giant is, no matter what is in your pathway, do you hear what I'm saying? You need to become Caleb, huh? This is what you say, that we well able to overcome. huh? We well able. We're going to let Paul right now from New York.
Oh,
Paul,
hello.
Paul from New York, you're on air. Hello.
Hi, thank you, Jesus, for taking my call.
Oh.
Hello.
Right ahead. Hello.
Thank you. So,
hi,
you hear me great. I'm a new parent. And I have some problems with my eight-month-old son, Danny. I think he's a little confused.
You're 8 months?
He's 8 months old, and he cries at his penis all the time, and I don't know what it is.
Oh, he cries all the time?
He cries, and he pulls at his penis all the time. I don't know what he's thinking.
Did you take him to the doctor?
No, but not yet. I'm thinking about taking him to a doctor. I think he may be a transgender baby. I'm not sure if he's an actual boy.
You don't know. You should take him to the doctor. But let us just pray for just a few moments here with this.
Should I take him to the doctor
Father,
for a sex?
In the name of Jesus.
Hello.
We got a static here in the line here.
Do you hear me?
You are.
Do you hear me?
You, but you're coming in and out.
Should I take him to the doctor for a sex change operation?
You need to take him to the doctor for a checkup. You need to take him if you got some worries. Take him to the doctor, okay?
We will pray for you and him, okay? Should I take him to the doctor for a sex change operation to make him a girl?
No, you should go and pray for him.
Instead of making him a girl?
You go and pray for him. We will pray for you, and we will pray for him. Also,
should I cut it?
Don't do anything drastic at this point.
I cut his penis off and turn it into a vagina? Hello?
All right. Hello. We thank Paul for calling in with that problem he has. You know, we do have this. We're not okaying you to do these different things at this time. You need to sit around and wait about stuff before you start doing things like that and all. But anyway, we're going to pray for him and send the word of God to him because they're both confused, a little too confused today. All right? But we're thinking about Caleb. And the Bible says that they dwell in the land of the south and the Hittites and all of this by the sea and all. Caleb stilled the people in the 30th verse before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." See, we need some Calebs out here. We need somebody that's going to stand for God. We need somebody that know him and going to stand for God and not try to push God out of the way or try to manipulate God. You see what I'm saying? This is not an hour to manipulate God. This is an hour to stand fast and know that you can overcome anything. You hear what I'm saying? That you have the power to overcome it because God gave you the power to overcome, not to do dumb things, you know, and all like that. You just stand fast in what God called you. If Caleb came for and stood before the people and just told him, say, "Listen here, why are you so troubled about this? Why are you scared?" They was talking about how they're too big for them, and all these people are there and going to cause their, going to, you know, overcome them and kill them. And, you know, people intimidate you. And I'm not intimidated very easy. You see what I'm saying? Praise God. So people intimidate you to the point that you do dumb things. And so these people do what? They went to complaining about, "We can't fight these people. These people, look at this fruit. Look how these people are big. We look so small, like grasshoppers in their sight, you know." How you know what they see, huh? They don't. What are you? How you gonna say what the enemy see? I don't know what the enemy sees. I don't know what the person that was on this line with that little word he talking about, what he talking about, what he see. I'm not there. I can't give you no thing. I'm not a doctor. You see what I'm saying? So you go see the medical doctor who licensed for that kind of stuff. Okay? All I can tell you about is let's pray about these things. Okay? This is what we're doing. But Caleb had a faith in God. He believed in God. Now, he done walked with Moses and Aaron and Joshua and all of them. He done been with them. So, therefore, he had faith. You wonder, why the rest of them didn't have any faith? Huh? Why you don't have the faith that you should have? Huh? Think about that today. Why don't you have the faith also today to believe God for what you need? Huh? What do you need? Huh? I'm telling you, don't sit up and cry. You start to cry instead of trusting God, and you don't let God work out your problem. You say, well, I don't believe in God. Well, if you don't believe in him, I can't help you. Can I help you? You ain't going to listen to no word I say if you don't believe in God. You just want to be what? Start some mess. You want to do what? Start some trouble. That's what you want to do. Huh? And we're not here for all the no trouble. We're only here to tell you what the Lord is saying and to do what? Encourage you to believe God. If you got a problem, only God can solve that problem. Huh? I can only tell you what the words say. I can tell you that you can trust in what the words say, and it works. We can tell you again, the word works. It works for you. It God have made it so. He said, behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. And if nothing hurts you, then you can make it. You see what I'm saying? You can make it. You can make it, but you're going to have to try. You're going to have to walk out on the word and try the word. Yes. Not me. Don't try me. Try the word. Because I'm just like you. I'm flesh. Huh? Flesh. I'm flesh and blood. Okay? I didn't die for nobody. And I don't even know if I want to die for nobody. You see, that was God's thing. That was Jesus' thing. He came to do that for us. All right? And he only told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. That's what he told us to do. Why we want to go further? Huh? Why do we want to go further? Why we want to take his place, try to take it? We ain't able to do that. We cannot take God's place. We are not God. Do you hear what I'm saying? You are not God. I'm not God. And whoever say they God ain't God. They lying to you. You see, the devil will fool you quick, fast, and in a hurry. You know, you got so much stuff going down today. You got preachers joining in with it. I'm not joining in with it, you see, because, listen here, you're not giving me any money. You're not paying me for anything. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not obligated to you in any way. Now, if you was paying me, I'd tell you to take your money back. Okay, because I will not be obligated in any form or fashion. Do you get the picture? But anyway, I love you just the same. Glory be to God. But you need to rise up and be a Caleb and say, I'm more than able to overcome. I will overcome even this, the cancer. I'll overcome this. Any kind of sickness, I'll overcome it. You see, because you have that mind to overcome it. And when Kate, this is what happened. I'm going to read you what they say about what the children did. Okay? And they brought up an evil report of the land. All the rest of them brought up evil reports. You see, they want to say, oh, they just too strong for us. Oh, we just cannot. We can't fight them. Ooh, no, we can't do nothing against them. Now, when a church begins to work out their soul salvation, and then you got people that don't want to work, so they say, we can't do this, and we can't do that, and we can't do the other. I don't like to use the word can't anyway, You see, I really don't. You try to, your best not to use can, because you can do anything with the power of God. Now, I ain't say with me, but with the power of God you can, because he did what? He gave you the power, didn't he? Didn't he give you power and authority, huh, to use his name? Didn't he give you that? Come on now, just be honest. God has already blessed you with power to get the job done. But no, you want to listen to every devil in hell that come up with something sound like it sound good or new. Ain't nothing new. Solomon say ain't nothing new under the sun. Nothing is new, huh? Nothing at all. So therefore, you still got to go to God. Huh? The one that you say, oh, that's old-fashioned. He's old-fashioned. God ain't old-fashioned. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what he said. That's what he say he is, and that's what he is. You understand? And I believe him today. Whatever you say, I don't care how you say it, I believe God today. I believe that he is God, and he a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I believe that today. Seek him and find him, and then you'll know him, that he can do all things, and you can do things when he strengthens you to do the thing that you need to get done. You see, this is what you've got to do today. You've got to be a Caleb. See, all I wanted to tell you, change your name. Say, I'll have a Caleb spirit today. Huh? That's who a spirit I have today. I'm going to believe. I don't care how it looks. I'm going to believe it. You know, I have to take this word for myself. Huh? Because sometimes when you look at things and the way stuff is going on, you begin to wonder. You'll begin to wonder. And if you don't watch out, the devil will trick you and take what faith you have. He will trick you, and then you walk around here and you'll stop believing. Huh? Are you one of them that stop believing? You cannot do that today. We don't want you to stop believing. We want you to keep trusting God. No matter who comes around, no matter how it looks, you know, the Christian walk, the real Christian people, glory to God, they are going to go through something because they're standing on the word of God. So therefore, you got other people that want them to pull down what they believe. Put it down. Put it down. That's not the way you believe. You got to believe me because I'm popular, because I've made a name for myself. So you got to do like me. Not so. Not so. You don't have to believe like somebody else. If they're not walking in what the word of God say, leave that alone. I don't care if they got billions of dollars. You don't take it. It may cost you your life. It may cost you a whole lot today for believing and trusting God. You know it do. There's always a devil trying to stop God's progress. Okay? I don't know the name in your life, see? But there's going to be a devil come up to try to stop you. Just as sure, you know God has been blessing you, because you are faithful. Yes. He's been blessing you. He blesses you because you're faithful. But the devil tell you, you don't need to be faithful. You don't need to go to church all the time. See? Some devil will come tell you that, and you'll bite it. You'll go for it just like hook, line, and sinker. Then you wonder, why is there so much mess in my home? And why I can't get them children to like right? And why this and why that? Huh? But have you took a good look at yourself? I've allowed the enemy to steal my joy, to tell me I don't need to go to that church all the time. Huh? And listen here, I can see, you know, if it's a church, got church 7 days a week. You ain't got now a day in between to do your laundry. Okay? Now I can see maybe like that. But even in all of that, you still gonna find time to do that laundry if you go 7 days a week. Now, I don't know, some of them do try to keep you in there 7 days a week. But I tell you the truth, this here, I like being in church all the time. Strength. I didn't have as many aches as pain being in there a lot of times as I do that. Because you were constantly under some type of anointing, and when you're under that anointing, you don't feel all that. You'll be, every time you look, you got a pain here saying snap, crackle, and pop. Huh? You don't, okay? But then when you can't, I ain't going today, I don't feel good. I tell you, I had to press. I had to press this week. I had to press. I know I had a very high fever. You can tell how I'm talking that you know, I had a problem, you know, with, you can hear me a little now, see? But that don't stop me because I'm that overcomer. I have that Caleb spirit. See, I have walk up to that devil of whatever you want to call it. I don't know what it is, bronchitis or who itis it is, but he can have his itis. You see. I'm pressing my way regardless of what the enemy come up and show me. See? You better you rest. Yes, I say I rest after I go to church. I go back home and go lay down and rest. I'll lay down and rest then. Huh? You see? But I have to give my due to God. He done so much for me. He done brought me through so many hurdles. He has made so many ways out of nowhere for me when I didn't see my way. It's just a few weeks ago, I just couldn't see how I was going to do certain things and get him done. You know, praise God, but God did it. You hear what I'm saying? That's why I said that I am an overcomer. My name is Victory, because I get victory through the storm, through the rain, through sickness, through whatever, loneliness, through you rejecting me, through whatever you hating or whatever your problem is. I have to go through it because what? I am victory. Caleb knew who he was. See? He knew he was, and he was trying to bring somebody along with him. Like, you know, so many times you try to work hard to get the people to understand that, listen here, I'm not trying to be your God, all of that, but I'm just trying to get you to see what it is about when you serve God to the fullest with your whole mind, soul, and body, and stop, I'm only going because tonight is my date night, and I got to go out and make movies. See, you got to go out and do all these different things you got to do, and I got to have me a little downtime, and I got to have a little time away from the church. How you going to get from the church and God is everywhere? If you are the church, you're taking it along with you, ain't you? So how you going to get away from you? Are you not going to talk about God nowhere, wherever you go? You go to amusement park, you ain't going to talk about God, right? No, because you're going to be too busy playing. What if Jesus come while you playing? Then what you going to say? You ain't got nothing to say. Because he ain't hearing nothing, you see? Now, here these people of God, they was with God, huh? And they knew that, you know, I've got to continue. Even while God was sending them on a mission, you hear me? He sent them on a mission to do something. Some of them had a good report, some of them didn't. What report you going to send back? Huh? What report will you send back? Is it going to be a bad report? Or is it going to be a good report? Huh? If the doctor just give you bad news and you come out and you're going to hang on to that bad news, I'm dying, you're going to die. Why not just say, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord? Why can't you just say that? See? You looking for a fast fix. I don't know no fast fixes. The fastest fix I know is Jesus Christ. And he come when he decide he want to do. Huh? Or is it time for you to keep staying that way until you come to the point where you're going to lean on God? Because these same ones with the bad report didn't come out good. You hear what I'm saying? They did not come out good. They come back with that bad report. And let me tell you, they paid for that. Did you hear what I'm saying? They paid for that bad report. Huh? What did God tell them? Huh? Because they didn't trust God. He got rid of every one of them. Did you hear what I'm saying? He got rid of every one of them. Listen what he say over in the 14th verse of the 24th. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. Huh? Because they came back with that bad report and they ain't trust God. He said, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and had followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Listen to God. Did you hear what I'm saying? You see the difference in the belief and the unbelief? Can you see the difference here between the unbelief and the belief? Huh? See what he got, and you see what the others got. Huh? Even the children. He said, but your little ones, the 31st verse, which you said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. Because you could not see God in it. Ha! Glory be to God. We gonna let our brother Michael have a little.
You was doing pretty good to me, but you know, when she talked about Caleb and she talked about the ones that went out there and came back with the bad report, was it in their minds that it wasn't going to be good before they left off? And I was thinking about that as she was speaking, and every time I hear the story, I think about that. Was it in their mind all the time that they was going to come back with a bad report? Did God see their heart and their mind when they came back with the bad report? Because when they left, they might have was disgruntled a little bit, and they had made up in their mind that the land was going to be bad. So I thought about that, because when they came back and then they were punished for this bad report and not trusting God, was it in their minds and hearts all the time that it was going to be bad there? You know, and God saw this, that when they left, they had intended to come back with a bad report. You understand? Because God see your heart. He see what's in your mind and your heart. He already sees this. Now, he gave them a chance by going out there and telling them to go out there to the land.
Okay.
That's their chance they had. But they came back with a bad report. And they blew their chance. Because you know, back then in that time period, God didn't play. When he send you on a charge, he send you somewhere to do something, he expect you to do it.
Yeah.
If not, you had to pay the consequence. So this is what I was getting out of the story. This is what I was thinking to myself about. If God send us someplace, are we going to be negative before we get there? All we going to think is negative when we get there. But see, thank God for grace right now, because we going to get a chance. We are going to get a chance. So we going to find out that God is going to take care of us. no matter what we do. God is going to be there with us no matter what we do. So I wanted to know, is that if God send us on a charge, are we going to do it wholeheartedly? Are we going to do it without hesitation? See, a lot of times we got the question. You see, these days we got the question, God, do I really have to go? Do I really got to go there? You know, and we got to ask, then God got to whip us until we get to that direction.
Uh-oh.
See, these are things that happen now. That's why I say thank God for grace. Because back in them days, if you didn't go, you faced the consequences. No, it wasn't pretty. Something was going to happen to you. But now, thank God for grace. That he gave us this opportunity, that he gives us an opportunity and chances to do what he's bidding and what he asks us to do. He gives us chances to do what we got to do for him. Now, when you run out of them chances, hey, it's on you.
All right.
He take his hand off. It's on you. And you don't want that to happen. But he gave us the opportunity and he gave us the chance to go out into all ye the land and come back with a report. When you come back to your home church and your pastor and stuff, you come back with a report. You come back with a good report. Oh, it was good. I had a good meeting and a good revival there. I did what the Lord said. And I remember some stories, I think, Apostle, somebody was saying that when the Lord sent certain people someplace, nothing happened. The thing was that God wanted to see whether you're going to do it or not. That's all. If he tell you to go stand on the corner, just go stand on the corner. But, I mean, that's all you can do. It ain't nothing no more, don't happen. When you come back, you're going to find out you're getting blessed. And why is that? Because you did what was told of you to do. See, and it may come in different forms, in different things, in different forms. But you say you love God. If you say you love God, these are things you got to be ready to do. You got to be ready to be quick on your feet to do what you got to do. Don't come back with no bad report, as these others did. Keep your charge. Keep a good report in your mind and your heart. Because if you go someplace and God send you someplace and say nothing happened, well, you say, well, God, I did what you told me to do, and that's it. Hey, you move on. You're going to be blessed for it. Don't complain. You're going to be blessed for it. That's the way God do things. That's the way God operates on us. Hey, you know, he take the most simplest of things that we think is crazy. But he just want to see if you're going to do it. I mean, it don't be nothing bad. It don't be nothing terrible or nothing like that. It ain't going to kill you or nothing like that because he has his hand of protection around us. He has a shield of protection around us. And when he send you someplace, don't forget, you have the whole armor of God, because if he know you couldn't handle it, he wouldn't send you. See, that's what people fail to realize. If you couldn't handle it, God wouldn't send you, because he know what you can do and what you can't do. This is the problem we have today, because people don't want to do what God asked them to do. They're going to do it their way. They're going to cancel out what God asked you to do. But as Apostle was talking about Caleb, Caleb knew who he was and what he was doing. Can we know who we are and what we're doing? See, a lot of times we know who we are, but we don't know who we're doing. A lot of times we know what we're doing, but we don't know who we are. You know, so these things have to come together. You know, you got to have teamwork in your own mind. See, a lot of times we don't have teamwork in our own mind, but we got to have teamwork in our own mind. And then we got to trust in the Lord with our whole heart and our spirit. See, we got to have teamwork in our bodies, the mind and the heart. We got to have teamwork once we get together. But I want to thank the Lord today for everything. Thank the Lord for Apostle Porter's word. And I am Deacon Michael, and we want to thank you for stay in tune today. But don't forget to write us and send us donations. And we like to thank those who have already sent in donations at Post Office Box 2228, Apopka, Florida 32704. And the church address is 31325 County Road 437, Sorrento, Florida 32776. And our services are on 1 p.m. Sunday and 6 p.m. Tuesdays. And on Friday nights, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line. That's 218-548-6746. And the code is 3333 pound, and that's presided by our very own Elder Whitted. And don't forget tomorrow morning at the same time, Time to Talk About It with Apostle Porter. That's at 347-857-3925. And that's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. And don't forget, I am Deacon Michael, and I'll be on Blog Talk Radio on Mondays at 3 p.m. That's 917-889-2211. And we thank each and every one of you, and God bless you at this time.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go, and
I can let God.
Let
him
have,
his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go. Let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.